B-Pod Studios.
Ready when you guys are.
We now have our own...
Is that our intro?
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
All right. Coming to you live from our home studios, it's the Rat Party Podcast. Starring Manny.
Don't tell me for 1 minute that I know exactly what I'm talking about. I always talk about nothing I know anything about.
The sound effects.
Okay, so
I do like the music intro. Can we add that to the rap party?
Yeah, we can. That's a nice little intro to kick things off.
From Waxaw to Ballantyne to Noda to Plaza, the Rap Party Podcast.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that means nothing to people that listen to us around the world.
What, the Rap Party Podcast?
Where we are.
Well, no, if anything, they're like, Waxaw.
Yeah, exactly.
What's a like, Waxaw? I know someone,
remember someone listens to us in Montreal?
They do. We had a huge Canadian audience.
And this is why I come into the radio station.
What's
We're
wrong?
Talking over each other.
Oh, that's because your internet sucks and you're delayed. Everything sounds great on my end.
Nicole?
Yeah.
Why do you sound irritated?
I'm not. But you don't sound
It's never
amazing.
Like, hey guys, I'm here. It's Nicole checking in. So he's like, yeah.
I brought that up earlier. You said, asked her to take something down for you. And she goes, well, I wasn't going to. I was like, gosh.
Yeah, she helped carry a cake that we got from BW Sweets Bakery. And it's a Kiss 95.1 cake with like Manny Roy and Lorenz Show logos. And it's a boombox. And it looks delicious. And it's in my car. It made it on the front seat the whole way home.
Yeah. It looks great.
Now, have you had a piece
yet?
Cut it open. I sped to get home.
Cut it open.
It's still in the car. I sped to get home, flew out of my car because I wanted to get here to test this system before we got off the air at 10.
And then so it's just in there melting, probably.
I had to hold on to it with one hand. But, yeah, delicious cakes. And anyway, Nicole, yeah, so we sound okay to you?
Yeah, I mean, you sound okay. I wouldn't say amazing, but I would say okay.
Yeah, see, I discovered that Manny has a major internet issue at his house.
I only have 25.52 download MPBs.
MPBS, yeah, millibytes per second, which you should have over 200.
I have no problem when I stream adult movies, though.
Well, those typically don't have the best quality.
Speaking of movies, Amanda and I started watching Unsolved Mysteries last night on Netflix, which is like
their
featured.
I'm going to watch it. Don't ruin anything.
As Nicole, have you watched it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I started watching it, then I fell asleep. The first episode's that one with the guy at the wedding. Mm-hmm. Like you've seen the previews for it?
You know what I love is that I could talk to Nicole and she responds promptly, but when you talk to Nicole, there's a delay because you're hearing things slow. So it's like very news reporter of you. You'll talk to Nicole, she'll say something, then you pause, and then you talk.
What's the delay on this?
You literally just did it. I mean, it's only about a second, but...
It's noticeable because normal conversation flows nonstop.
Right. Is my delay that bad?
It's not... Like awful, but it's not great.
It's not your normal. You have to talk so much. I can never even get a word in. For once, I have the space to get a word in.
You must be mistaking me for Loren.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Loren does cut Roy off. Like Roy, like I will look at Roy and Loren when we were in the studio together, and Roy will go, you know, and at that point, Loren jumps in. And goes, here's what I think.
And I just wait.
So our boss goes, I want Roy to talk more. And Loren and I are like, we want him to also, but he thinks too much.
No, because I have a normal delivery. Y'all two talk so fast. Mel, a second with you guys.
Well, we know you're
our competitor. I could probably talk all day over there. They actually talk my speed.
You know, we're trying to fix our show up, the layout of it, so that we can have more time. All right, so anyway, yes, so the show Unsolved Mysteries, it was an old show back in like the 80s and early 90s. Unsolved Mysteries on CBS.
Yeah, I'm excited because I want to see, I've always enjoyed the show, the old one, but I wanted to see some modern ones. And I found out that the show's so successful, the FBI has already reopened one of the cases that the Netflix has aired. And so I'm really excited to see which case that is. And also, there's something going on behind the scenes here where I am, not to derail the conversation. But I currently
it's the rap party. It's okay.
I see a bug trying to crawl out of my vent. And I'm trying to think, should I just go ahead and knock it out and kill it real quick?
Well, don't spray it, because then you'll spray it throughout the whole house.
The house, right. Okay, you're going to hear me try to kill a bug. Hang on.
Oh, good.
All right, I'm getting up.
This is exciting.
Okay. Is it a cockroach? What is this?
He better find it before Sterling, because Sterling will freak. How's it going, bud?
What?
How's it going?
Well, I don't think it's a bug anymore.
You got it?
Because I just hit it 17 times, it didn't smush. So, I don't know what that is sticking out of my vent.
Maybe it's like an almond.
Is it asbestos? I'm sure this house is riddled with it.
It's probably food.
No, it's up at the top of the ceiling.
Oh.
All right, well, I don't think it's a bug, because if it was a bug, I hit it, it would have flew. It would have ran. But I hit it like 17 times, and I can't get it out of the vent.
Okay, so I don't know bug why I'm crisis out averted?
Well, it's there, whatever it is, but yes.
Okay. Well, if you hit it 17 times, it's probably not a living thing.
No, it's dead now. Just it's stuck.
Okay. So yes, this Unsolved Mystery. I will say the first episode.
You're still talking about
that?
The
FBI one. Well, because it could be the FBI one.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little nugget. It starts off right away in the show. She goes, "My husband's dead, and I know it's not from suicide."
Ooh.
And they called it a suicide. The police.
Because they're lazy. 2006.
Dude, the guy left the house and never came back.
Where do you think he went?
Well, they tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they found some.
Do you have an enemy? Because typically evidence. You're murdered by people close to you.
I didn't make it that far. It's a 50-minute show. I fell asleep about 25 minutes in.
Must
but
not
it
been
sounds
that
to
good.
Me like... Well, no, I fell asleep, bro, because it was like 9:45.
Yeah, Nicole,
Amanda,
by the
I think,
way,
watched the whole
get
thing.
That. He starts shows at 9:30.
Yeah, that's
start.
Nuts.
I'm texting Amanda. Well, let me call her and see if she watched the whole thing, and I'll.
Like I'm like, getting into bed, if not trying to fall asleep by 9:30. You're starting a show.
Hey, real quick, did you watch the Unsolved Mysteries thing?
Yeah.
In its entirety.
Yeah.
Okay, Roy and Nicole can hear you. So it was really good. The first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is.
I fell asleep.
What's happening? No, it's good. You should finish it.
Okay, I will. All right, I'm gonna finish it today.
Did he get killed by someone close to him?
Well, she.
I'm trying to get a question in before she left.
Oh, sorry. I could tell she was busy because she gave me the. Hey, babe. What's up?
Yeah.
And she's trying to be nice. And believe me, if it was a bad day and I did bad things this morning, she'd be like,
"But you did."
You know, I admitted I was wrong in an argument yesterday, and I got major brownie points.
I like you pretending to be your upset wife.
Be what?
your upset wife at you. What do you want?
Yeah. I got major brownie points for in an argument. I go, you know what? I'm wrong. You're right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And I'm not just saying that. I want to stop arguing.
What were you wrong about?
Coming into work.
Oh.
Yep. I don't even want to get into it, but I said I was wrong, and then I said, let's watch this Unsolved Mystery show.
Well, now I'm really confused. Because your wife wanted you to stay home. You admitted that you're wrong, she's right, and yet you still came into work. How does that work?
He just laughs.
It doesn't make sense.
I told her I was going to do the show. I just didn't tell her whether I was going to be in the home studio or at the studio.
Okay.
No, dude, the argument wasn't about that. The argument was about moving forward in a corona virus environment.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think that if the kids don't go back to school, we're in big trouble.
What does that mean?
I think that if the kids don't go back to school, restaurants will shut down again, stores will shut down again. This
was my
point.
What do you think that has to do with it?
Well, now we're getting into what Amanda said. And I said it's because these people that own these stores don't have childcare and can't afford childcare. And if kids aren't in school from 8 to 3, then they're not going to go shopping. They're going to be with their kids.
Stores are staying
everything
open.
Everything down.
I don't think anything's going to close.
I don't know. They should close things down. It doesn't make no sense. We're worse than what we were when we originally closed down. So wouldn't it make logical sense to close back down? I think that the reason why they're not closing it down is because it's too political.
It is. Did you see what New Zealand did?
No.
New Zealand let health experts make the decisions on how to deal and like the phases and stuff for the pandemic rather than like get the president involved, politicians, yada, yada. And they've had like numerous zero COVID cases days. And when asked like what they did, someone said it was easy to do. We were ordered to stay at home for 4 weeks, which is two full COVID cycles. And we got paid 80% of our wage, and everyone had a mortgage holiday for 3 months. Kiwis, which I guess is what they call New Zealanders, trust our leaders, and they trusted us to do the right thing, and we did. So now they got zero freaking COVID cases.
Yeah, but we didn't get 80% of our pay in a mortgage holiday.
I know. I'm saying, like, it's really – I've actually kind of enjoyed – looking at like other countries and like what they've done, and it's crazy how different every other country that is having success with COVID going away did things differently than the United States because of politics.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they have their own GDP capital issues that just on a smaller scale. So we have more things, so we need more money. They have less things, need less money. But it all is the same. It's not like they have way more money versus people.
Americans want to escape to New Zealand during the coronavirus, the New York Post posted.
You know, my other thing, too, about the people who...
New Zealand charged man with COVID-19 who allegedly escaped quarantine and went shopping. So they were being strict.
Yeah, everyone was ordered to stay home for 4 weeks.
But Americans love their rights. Could you imagine having to tell someone they can't do something?
I know.
They love their rights.
Toilet
here.
Paper.
You know? And then I kind of wonder the people who don't think that coronavirus is real, and because I was called a sheep on Instagram, which I am. I can assure you, I'm not the wolf. I'm not the guy trying to go out and start issues or protect people. But what do they think about the other countries? That everyone's being duped?
I mean...
Right?
I don't know.
Because we're not the only ones. Do people who don't believe in the coronavirus think everyone else in the world is just overreacting?
I don't think it's that they don't believe it. I think that they just don't think it's as bad as the media saying. Like, the media should be going on and saying 80% of people have survived the coronavirus. But they're not. They're talking about the 10% who are dying or in the 20% that are infected. And I know my stats aren't right. I'm just throwing out numbers.
Let me see how many people...
Do we have to go down this road?
Have died in USA from corona. Yeah, we do. So how many people is dead here in America? 133,000. So did they just view as 133,000? Which, by the way, worldwide is 544, so we make up a good chunk. But do they view 133,000 as like not a significant amount of deaths?
Yeah, because if you do the math, it's like 1%. So they're like, it has a less than 2% mortality rate. Why are we worried about that when yada yada has a 20% mortality rate or a 15%? That's the viewpoint of they're looking at versus saying, oh, hey, let's just do something to keep 100,000 people from dying.
Oh, see, I view it as that's 133,000 extra people that died that didn't have to.
I know, me too.
I know, but you could view it the other way and then get back to work.
I guess, but then that's accepting the fact that you don't care about 133,000 people that died.
It's not. It's. I mean, it's a way of looking at it, and I know this because my brother's this way. And my brother's like, it's not that I don't care about them, but these are some people that would have died from some sickness. Their
that
body
can't
couldn't
be true,
fight the
though.
Coronavirus.
That you can't. Then that can't be true.
Well, my argument is that it is the coronavirus that killed them, and the sad thing is that they died alone, and they didn't even know that this thing was around in October.
I can't believe, in March and April, that the 133,000 people that's died was going to die anyway this year.
No, I don't know if that's what they mean this year. They just mean that they will die of a sickness.
Oh. One day, we all will. Guess what? We all die. That's the deal.
I know what I'm telling you. I know a lot of people that think that way.
I mean, like, I what's do the too. Population I, guess, I just the have United a hard States? Time understanding it.
Population's like, what are we, 4 million?
Population 4 million?
What? We have 1 million in Mecklenburg County.
You're right. I take that back. 4 billion?
No, I think it's like 300 million. Hang on.
Yeah, it's 328.2 million as of 2019.
What's the world population? 4 billion?
No, like 7 billion.
Really?
Yeah. Have you never watched
Corona?
7.8 billion people as of July 2020.
No shit.
Keeps going up, too.
Because people keep fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made the rap
party podcast.
That.
All right, Dan.
So anyway, dude, that's their thought. They look at the percentages.
Well,
which I will say, what's cool, well, I won't say cool, but like typically from sometime last fall to summer, I feel like I would have experienced a seasonal cold at one point, which I always heard, like they have it on the pamphlets every time you go to the doctors, like 80% of colds and flus can be prevented just by washing your hands regularly. And I never really took that as serious as I should have. Like, obviously, I wash my hands, you know, when I go to the bathroom. But I mean, I can't say that before this, I washed my hands every single time before I ate or every single time after I was in like a community space or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been sick, and this is probably a record, like not even a cold. So that's true. Think,
me too.
I do think.
I haven't been sick at all.
Because everyone's talking about flu deaths and like the regular seasonal flu and how deadly that is. I think we're going to see that go down too because of all the practices that people are going to start implementing after this pandemic.
Well, yeah, coronavirus is going up. So
it's interesting because you say that the numbers are down because everybody's cleaning. I think the coronavirus has attacked the flu and the common cold. How about that?
Really?
Well, no, I don't mean numbers are down now. I think in the future we're going to see them go down because I think people are going to are like me who maybe weren't aware that they should be this clean, you know.
Yeah. No, for, I get what you're saying. I'm just kidding.
Can I ask one more question about the since you have better insight of people who know about who are on the other side of it, which by the way, I think it's so amusing. There's two sides, you know.
I know.
Take the program director here in Charlotte for the intercom, the operations manager over there. He was, what, 50-something? And he had diabetes, right? He wasn't going to die anytime soon. He died of COVID.
Right.
What did they have to say to that? He wasn't brittle 90-year-old man on his way out. Was that like just an anomaly to them? Or because do they think all people with diabetes need to die?
My brother and the other people are probably going to say that's going to happen. Like they don't have an answer for every single one. But the percentage is so low because somebody else that has diabetes might have gotten it and won.
And lived.
Against coronavirus and lived, yes.
Mm. Okay.
Yep.
Listen, I'm not judging. I just want to see all sides. I want to learn.
I do too.
What other people think.
Sometimes it gets me into trouble where I'm always looking at something from another angle. Like if Amanda comes back to me with some drama between friends, which doesn't happen much, but like at work, I go, well, look at it from this perspective. And she's like, you never take my side. I'm like,
No, you always just listen. You have to listen.
I did listen, but I also like to throw in the devil's advocate.
Yeah, no. That irritates me too.
Yeah.
Same.
Just be on my side. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Rap Party Podcast, my first one from my home studio.
It didn't sound bad.
Good.
Didn't sound great.
Great. All right. Bye, everybody.
That was the hand sanitizer.
Oh, I thought that was him hanging up. I'm like, that was the coolest.
No, I dropped the hand sanitizer.
Deuces. I thought he just like dropped the mic.
Okay, say bye again.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.